Good morning, everyone. As part of our prayer team, today we'll be focusing on the vow prayers. I think you got a good introduction through the time so far. The scripture we read from Psalm 145 is really a vow prayer. David proclaims the greatness and majesty of God. We will not, the way I prepared this, I did not focus to go, or I did not plan to go deep into 145, Psalms 145, but we'll go through various scriptures and try to understand what this is about. Last week, Pastor Rose taught about help prayers. The question is, do we stop at that? Are our prayers limited to asking for help? Help God. Is it where it stops? Or do we make enough time to acknowledge God for who He is? Prayer really, in the main, is about communion. Is communion with the living God of the universe. It's something, it's a privilege, really an unfathomable privilege that God has given us. So vow prayer is that prayer when we are speechless. It is when we get to our knees in reverence. Not because I need help, not because I want to say thank you for what He has done. Even though thank you it could very well be part of it. But because I am in awe and filled with wonder, I am filled with reverence and adoration. The vow is acknowledging God's holiness, God's character, who God is, worshiping God for who He is, and not just for what He has done. Like I said, there is an overlap there. Quite often, we are in awe because we see God doing something for us. I'll share a couple of examples from the scripture to explain this. And the first one I picked was from Luke. This is where Simon Peter and his companions worked all night. We remember this story. Where they worked all night very hard and haven't caught anything. When Jesus asks Peter to put their nets again into the deep water for a catch, they weren't very sure. "Because you say so, we'll give another try." You know, that was their response. And when they had done so, they caught such a large number of fish that their nets began to break. And I'll read from Luke chapter 5 and verses 8 and 9. "When Simon Peter saw this, he fell at Jesus' knees and said, 'Go away from me, Lord. I am a sinful man.' For he and all his companions were astonished at the catch of the fish they had taken." They were astonished and filled with wonder. But it was more than that. Peter recognized that he was in the presence of a holy God and in reverence falls down on his knees saying, "Go away from me, Lord. I am a sinful man." The next one is an example from Revelation chapter 22. This is where, the angel of God takes John through a vision, and this is his response, chapter 22 and verse 8 and 9. "I, John, am the one who heard and saw these things. And when I had heard and seen them, I fell down to worship at the feet of the angel who had been showing them to me. But he said to me, 'Do not do it. I am a fellow servant with you.'" And he goes on saying, "Worship God and worship God alone." So this was a vow prayer as well. John had just seen something beyond his comprehension. He saw the vision of a new place. He saw the vision of a new heaven and a new earth. And he saw God's holy city. And when he had seen that, he was in awe. And his immediate response was to fall down and worship. The angel of God does remind him that he is a fellow servant and it is God who should be worshipped. But John felt the need for acknowledging God's holiness and expressing reverential respect with fear and wonder. Not everyone has an encounter like that. But sometimes it's a matter of opening our eyes, looking around, and making some space for God to show up. On December 24th, 1968, in what was at that time the most watched television broadcast at the time, and this was about Apollo 8. Apollo 8 was in the moon's orbit, and the crew sent this message. I thought that was interesting. We didn't have TV at that time, so I got to catch up on this later on. And they sent this message to Earth by reading from the book of Genesis. And this is a transcript of that. "We are now approaching lunar sunrise, and for all the people back on Earth, the crew of Apollo 8 has a message that we would like to send to you." And they took turn, the astronauts. There were three of them, and they read from Genesis. "In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth." As the Apollo 8 shuttle orbited moon, the crew was in utter amazement, and they witnessed this beauty of God's creation in a new way for the very first time. They were witnessing something no human eye had witnessed before. And their response was to acknowledge the Creator God for who He is. So vow prayer is really about worship and adoration. It is about coming in communion with the living God through these moments. Whether we have encountered a vow moment that makes us fall down at His feet to worship, or we consciously come in adoration to worship our God, it is the awareness that we are entering in His holy presence, and we must do that with complete reverence. There is something about God's creation. When we take time to observe it intimately, it gives us a glimpse of something bigger and who God is. And we saw that, I think, Paul and Pam gave a nice... I was sitting there so I could watch some of those pictures. And they're mind-boggling, some of these things. When you stick the telescope from space, and one of a lot of the wow moments in my life have been through the telescope that I have at home. When you just put that and look at God's creation, such vast, such huge, that it the only appropriate response, you don't know how to respond. The only appropriate response is to fall down in worship, in acknowledgement of His holiness. I have shared this before. Last year, I was working some odd hours, waking up quite early, sometimes 3 a.m., 3:30 a.m., something like that. So it was much before the sun rises. But it was also nice that I could work from my home office and up in the loft. We have a nice big window, and it's so high from the position that it really gives a view above all the houses and a great view of the sunrises. During that time, I had the opportunity to witness some of the most beautiful sunrises, with each new day robed with brilliant colors. And they were unique. They were different from each day, reminding me of God's radiant presence. And I usually took that opportunity. I had worked a few hours by then, and I took that opportunity to spend a few minutes in prayer. And It's hard for me to express in any words the experience of such an intimate worship time. When I started my day with those kind of moments in prayer, they were different days. I felt more equipped for the day that was ahead. Also, when God moves mountains for you, when He does something big, or parts the Red Sea for you so that you can pass on to the other side, the only proper response is a vow prayer. Falling at His feet in worship and adoration. Last year, as I was seeking God's will with regards to my job situation, there was a very specific answer given to me, or I should say a promise that was given to me at that time, which I did not understand quite what it meant, but it stayed with me at that time. The promise was that there is a new place for you, Naveen, which is very close to you. This came as very clear a message that this is a place that is very close to you in your neighborhood, so within reach. That was the message. And it was a single place, but it looked like three in one. At that time, absolutely this had no sense, made no sense at all. But a year later, it made sense that this place was Air Products, which is so close to where we live. And at that time, it was still one. When this was given, it was still a single place. And nobody knew that it was later on, a year later, was going to spin off two more companies. So really, in essence, this one single company became three companies. That was the three-in-one. And it spun off two baby companies, and it happened that I got a job offer from one of them, one of the spin-off. I was filled with gratitude for the job. This was a prayer we were doing, the church family was doing. It was going on for 2 years. And I was absolutely filled with gratitude for the job. But it was more than that. I came down on my knees in worship because I sensed the presence of this holy God so intimately. I felt like Simon Peter. Go away from me, Lord. I'm a sinful man. I had no words to express except that I wanted to bow down in worship and adoration for who He is. I think sometimes we take God very casually. He is a loving God, and that is absolutely true. But He is also a holy God who cannot tolerate sin, which is why He died on our behalf, so that this sin will no longer separate us from Him. All we have to do is claim Jesus and the forgiveness He offers. In return, He promises a new life, a rebirth that is not casual about sin. That new life is a life lived in reverence and fear of the Holy God. How does our prayer life look like? Quite often, it starts and ends with asking for help from God. Nothing wrong with it. Absolutely nothing wrong with it. In fact, God likes us coming to Him asking help for the smallest of matters in our life. But often, we are so focused on what we need, we forget to be grateful and worship and adore and have reverence for this awesome God. Gratitude and worship should be a daily part of our prayer lives. The way Jesus taught us to pray begins by saying, "Our Father in heaven, hallowed be thy name, hallowed be thy name." He taught us to come in acknowledgement of His holiness, in reverence. The Jewish people were intimately aware of this. In the Old Testament, they had the tabernacle. Inside the holy place, or the inner court as it was called, there was a 10-cubit square space. It was known as the Holy of Holies. which contained the Ark of the Covenant, a sacred chest, the symbol of God's divine presence, a veil of a very costly material divided the Holy of Holies from the holy place. So this 10 by 10 cubit space that was called the Holy of Holies, that was divided by this veil. No one except the high priest was allowed to enter the Holy of Holies, and he was only permitted to enter once a year on the Day of Atonement. But everything changed for us. When Jesus died on the cross for us, the veil of the temple was torn in two from top to bottom. Christ's death signaled the opening of a new and living way to God. Therefore, we don't need a high priest to have access to God. But he's the same God, and even though through Jesus, we have access to him, it does not change the fact that he is a holy God, and as we come into his presence, we must enter with the same kind of reverence, acknowledging and be aware that we are entering into the Holy of Holies. Of course, he wants us to come to him with all our needs, but God wants to have relationship. That's why he made us, to have relationship with us. Communion with God means much more than coming to him with our needs. Have you noticed that God was so particular about this space where he would indwell? He gave every minute specification for the building of the tabernacle. He did not leave anything undefined, gave detailed dimensions for everything, for the ark, for the table, for the lampstand, the kind of wood to be used, the kind of linen to be used, the gold and the silver inlays, and the colors to be used. He also gave instructions on how they should be placed. Everything in detail. If you go into Exodus 25 through 27, there are three chapters dedicated fully for instructions about specifics, about minute details, intricate details. This is an example of how much he cares about his dwelling place. He now dwells in us, in our heart. Do you think he cares the same way about this new dwelling place? There should be no doubt in our mind. Search and see what things might be there that are disrespectful, that are irreverential, or just plain filthy within us. Ask for God's help. He will show you what needs to be changed. So in closing, wow is that prayer when we are speechless. It is when we get to our knees in reverence for God and in reverence for who God is, for the sole purpose of acknowledging his holiness. Don't get into the trap of thinking that I don't have these wow moments, or they don't show up in my life. God came down to our world and suffered on our behalf so that we can have relationship with him. He has done his part. It is a matter of us opening the doors for him. He will enter and come in as deep as we would allow him to. I think that is the important thing, as deep as we would allow him to. Often we are the ones who are not willing to let him into the deep inside places because it requires us to change. The stubbornness is in us. Exalt his name. Have communion with the living God of the universe. It is an unfathomable privilege. Make gratitude and worship a daily part of your lives. May God bless you. Thank you.